2020 Democrats align with billionaire Koch brothers on DACA amnesty. By John Binder on June 27, 2019. 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates have aligned themselves with the billionaire GOP megadonor Koch brothers and their network of organizations in their support for giving amnesty to illegal aliens eligible and enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. During the second Democrat presidential primary debate, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, attacked the Koch brothers directly, saying, "We restore the power of democracy into the hands of the voters, not into the hands of the Koch brothers." Gillibrand, though, and other Democrats running for the presidential nomination, has taken the same stance on amnesty for DACA illegal aliens as the Koch brothers. For years, the Koch brothers and their network of economic libertarian organizations have lobbied and pushed for giving amnesty to at least 3.5 million DACA-enrolled and eligible illegal aliens. Likewise, Democrat candidates for president have made giving amnesty to DACA illegal aliens their primary focus on the immigration issue. "I will reinstate DACA status and DACA protection to those young people," Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, said about the plan Koch-funded organizations have lobbied Congress to enact. "I will further extend protection for deferral of deportation for their parents and for veterans who have served our country and fought for our democracy. First, I would fight for comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship," Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, said, also agreeing with the Koch-funded organization's position on immigration. Democrat candidates during the first debate on Wednesday agreed with the Koch brothers' network of organizations that millions of DACA illegal aliens should receive amnesty in a pathway to obtaining American citizenship. "A DACA amnesty would put more citizen children of illegal aliens, known as anchor babies, on federal welfare," as Breitbart News reported, "while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. Any plan to give amnesty to DACA illegal aliens that does not also include provisions to have legal immigration levels. The U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants a year at the expense of America's working and middle class, would give amnesty to legal aliens the opportunity to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.